Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. We're going to jump back on the phones at 404-726-0929. It's Thursday. Our Falcons are off Sunday. We do have news, though, that I think we all should be very excited about. We're going to talk to you about coming up at the top of the hour. And also, we're going to get a chance to talk to Barbara Dooley, who we absolutely adore, at 4 o'clock to talk about the Dogs. Mm. They got a big game against Kentucky. They cannot get caught sleeping based on what happened against Alabama, and I don't think they will, but I want to know what Barbara thought about last week, Mike. Mm. So she will join us at 4, and then we're going to talk more college football with Mike Griffin in the 5 o'clock hour. So lots of stuff to get to, but if you're just tuning in, who's right, who's wrong? And we want to know your opinion on this because we're talking about the two greatest managers in Braves history. That's where I have them. Now, is one better than the other? Yes, as Bobby did it longer, and he went to more World Series.
Right.
I don't think that is even the debate here. But when you start talking about, hey, this is not taking a shot, and I agree, Mike, I don't think you took a shot. You didn't take a shot yesterday. You said the same thing on the show, ironically,
right,
that you said on social media. It's just that you have more clowns and gas bags on social media
right.
who took it the wrong way and they wanted to run with
right.
it.
Right, we said this earlier, and that trying to get a beef with Chipper, like I said, get Chipper on. Because, I mean, Chipper brought up a great point. You know, Bobby was, in the years interim from his time when he stepped down at manager, and then he became the GM, and he was part is that whatever Bobby was doing in that personnel department with his scouts, they went and developed some of that talent that became Avery, right? And
right.
and Ron Gant and Justice and all that stuff. I mean, and certainly Glavine and Smoltzy. You know, the Doyle Alexander trade, for instance, right? Which goes down in history, or infamy if you're a Tigers fan.
That's right.
And John's from Michigan. So, I mean, but we're talking about World Series performance because that's what I'm comparing. That's apples to oranges. I'm talking Snicker as a manager versus Bobby Cox as a manager.
All right. Plenty more of your calls. Appreciate you guys listening. Jason and Dunwoody, you're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And by the way, we appreciate all of Braves Country chiming in on this, whether you're on social media or you're hitting us up, however you're texting us at 404-726-0929, you can call. Jason, what's on your mind? Tell us what you think, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
So check it out, bro. Like, obviously, like, Bobby Cox is a beloved figure, and, like, Chipper is going to be a little sensitive about it. He's in his little feels about it. But I don't think that the take is crapping on Bobby Cox. Like, that's a pretty hyperbolic way to frame what was being argued. But fine, Chipper is emotional about it, and that's one thing. But I want to zoom out a little bit from just specifically Bobby Cox and Snicker and just talk about the whole idea of doing less with more.
Okay.
Like, I've had plenty of arguments with people about Phil Jackson. Is Phil Jackson the greatest NBA coach of all time, et cetera, et cetera? And a lot of guys would say, no, he's not the greatest NBA coach. He always has the best players. Of course he should win. So when you have good players, people expect you to do a lot with that talent. I've had people tell me that Larry Brown is a better coach than Phil Jackson because Larry Brown did more with less.
Right.
And so the whole concept, if you're mad, if you're someone out there who is mad about the idea that Bobby Cox maybe did less with more, like, that's a real concept. That's a real thing. I don't think that's a shot. I think that's just how it goes sometimes when you run a team or run a club. If you have all the talent, people are going to expect you to get more than one or two championships. When you have all-time world-class MVP Hall of Fame talent like that. It just is what it is.
Right.
It's a great phone call, by the way. It really is.
Right.
Because this debate, as much as it is right now about Atlanta, he's absolutely right. And I can't tell you how many times I've had that debate with others, Mike, in regards to just sports, generally speaking. If he didn't have Kobe and Shaq, does Phil win? If he didn't have... And I love this. I loved his opinion about this, but go ahead. I know you wanted to finish.
No, I'm with you. I just, every time I get that argument, and nothing against Phil, because, like, Phil is a unique character. You know what I mean? And everybody talks about, you know, well, the I guess the other side of the coin to Phil Jackson is, you know, that Kurt Rambis or Del Harris couldn't make it work.
Right.
You know, and,
right.
But you know, and Shaq and Kobe were monster egos, and there was friction even when they were winning. We all know that's well documented. But Phil was able to you know, make that soap opera work. But, you know, you got the generational talent in Michael. It's one of those great debates, you know. Then, and same thing for, like, Bill Walsh with the 49ers. He built that thing. You know, that culture was his. You know, not only did he do it, he had the foresight to bring in a Steve Young when he had a Joe Montana.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and then everyone always says, well, Montana was a – every quarterback plays in a system. How good is the system? How good is the system playing to your strengths? The quarterback still has to execute. But it is one of those great sort of sports and barroom debates, right?
Matt Ryan won a MVP in the Shanahan system. Brock Purdy has not. I'm just saying.
Right.
The point is Matt Ryan was way more talented at the position. Brock Purdy can play it. He can he can complete passes, Mike. The offense can move. He's not Matt Ryan. That's what you're talking about.
Right.
Like, the system's the same. Why are some guys elevated in those systems and other guys are just really guys?
Right. By the way, the other thing, a couple of guys hit us up on the text line, and I got this on Twitter this morning. Just real quick, you know, when somebody calls you a name, and like, I got the ultimate respect for
Chip. Yes, bag.
It's like I went through a suspension once for social media. I've been called a lot worse. People want me to get fired back then. You had to sit here and cover the shop.
Trust me. I remember.
When I was out. But I just think when it's social media and everything else, I just I don't know. I don't lose sleep over that stuff. Steak's had shots taken him over the years.
No, I haven't. I mean, and everybody loves
Mr. Steak and Shake.
And by the way, you know, the only thing I could compare it to professionally, the Chipper, you know, sticking up for what he felt was a slight to Bobby Cox, was if somebody takes a shot at Steak. His Steak was the guy that gave me my shot in sports talk radio, so I would always defend Steaky. But it just, it's not worth losing sleep over.
You better.
But it's, I just get a kick out of how people feel like Chipper says something, like, I'm going to go crawl up in a ball and not show up for work today. There truly is. Thank you, Joe Pesci. There truly is no such thing as bad publicity in our business.
No, not at all, man. And again, no hard feelings.
And it's a fun debate. It's just, I just think it was mischaracterized by what Chipper said. Now, if Chipper wants to come on and call me that, that's fine, too. I think he's going a little overboard to one of the caller's points.
Well, the word he used was hyperbolic sensitive, right? Because of his connection and his relationship with the person you're talking about.
Right, because he came up through his entire baseball career. Bobby was the manager. And everybody, and as I said earlier, I was in that clubhouse. I know what those guys, what he meant to them and how he handled it and the kind of guy he was and is. So, and that's why when we compare Sticker, it's a logical comparison because there's so many similarities between the two guys.
I agree. Wayne in Jonesboro. Wayne, what's going on? Hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey, guys. I'm Wayne, but y'all know me as Sauce Man, the So Good Barbecue Sauce Man.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, man? Sauce Man.
That is some mighty fine sauce.
It is. It's good stuff.
Appreciate it, guys. Hey, I got to, you know, I think that Bobby definitely did less with more.
Mm.
And I was a little closer to the situation. Back during the worst of first years, I did security for the Braves.
Security?
Mm. Yep. One of the best jobs I ever had. You tell me I got to watch the game and I get a check?
Right.
Oh, yeah, sign me up. But what happened with things that I've seen is two situations. I think that Bobby was the best evaluator of talent in baseball. Mm-hmm. You know, he could pick talent, but he wasn't the best manager. Now, Snick come to work every day with duct tape because he don't know what they're going to run into. You know, he just got to tape guys up. But two situations that blew my mind up close with the Braves. One, when the Braves played the Marlins in the playoff, the divisional round. That year, Pete Smith had a .012 ERA against the Marlins. He did not get one start in the playoffs because Bobby Cousins had to line his boys up, Maddox, Mose, Glavine, and Avery. Pete Smith did not get one start. He was undefeated the whole season with a 0.12 ERA against the team, and he didn't even get a start. I didn't understand that. Secondly, David Justice said that he grew up in a neighborhood, ironically, where most of the guys in his neighborhood was left-handed. So he was used to hitting against left-handed pitching. His career, he batted over 300 against left-handed pitching. But when Bobby was managing him, he would sit David Justice down with the righty lefty thing. You know, right. I'm like, come on, Bobby. I mean, just look at the numbers. But,
and that's one of my beefs, the platoon thing. Because once Klesko got out to the West Coast and started hitting against both lefties and righties, he put up solid numbers. Yeah. Just never got that opportunity here in Atlanta.
It's a good point, man. Sauce Man, we appreciate you listening. Interesting perspective. If you guys don't remember, or maybe you weren't watching baseball at that time, the 97 World Series team from the Marlins was stacked as far as pitching. Okay? Kevin Brown, who ultimately went to San Diego, Alex Fernandez, Levon Hernandez, Owlett, they were stacked.
Rob Nen was the closer on that team.
And that was the team, for those, again, who don't remember, that basically they bought that championship. They went all in, and they paid everybody, and as soon as they won it, they dispersed everybody. And so it wasn't for the long term. This was supposed to be like, oh, my God, can they keep this team together? That wasn't the point. They got everything they wanted. But, Mike, look, we could be critical of every decision. And Mike and I were just having this conversation about decision-making with managers. Whether it's our Braves or anybody else. Guys, if this thing is so easy, let's just put AI in there. Let's just put a robot in there and have them make these decisions. These decisions are really heartfelt, Mike. They are feel. They are, hey, I've seen this 8 million times, and you know what? This is what I think is about to happen, and so I'm going to go with this move. And I think that's what makes this stuff so interesting. My point is, if you put AI in there, right, and it's able to calculate all this stuff, Mike, and it just makes a decision based on the numbers, it takes the emotion out of it.
Right.
The reason why we care is because we're vested, we're watching, oh, he should do this, and then they do something else, and we lose our minds. That's the human element that should never go away.
Right. And otherwise, Carl and I were saying during the commercial break, I mean, if you feel that, well, the ball bounce is funny for everyone, they just have, then we'll have robot managers along with robot umpires.
That's right.
And then Dave Roberts can be replaced by a robot. You just put a punch card in, because that's kind of what the Dodgers are doing anyway. They're so locked into analytics. And for those who don't remember, Sterling Hitchcock was on the bump for the Padres in Game 6 of the NLCS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Left-handed hitters had success on the West Coast. They come back, and Bobby Cox rolled out this right-handed lineup that just made – I remember we were doing the show across the street, and we're like, what? Gerald Williams? Who? I mean, Walt White. It was just – there was a lot of things that just, to me, was my first red flag about the overuse of the platoon thing. Sometimes go with a hot hand.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.